Joining us in studio is Dilshad Parker, the founder of Hungry for Halal, a resource and marketing platform which helps the halal seeking South African market and beyond find information and reviews about restaurants, travel services and products in South Africa. She has a passion for design with a background as a professional graphic designer and an even bigger passion for words. And of course a passion for food, which is the fuel that drives her current project in more ways than one. When she's not writing reviews, she can be found at the latest restaurant shooting her food. Welcome to Oryx Radio, Dilshad Parker.
Thanks so much, Zara. It's so nice to be here. I'm just loving the energy in the space over here. It's so cool.
Please tell us more about yourself.
Okay, so I am firstly a mom. I've got a little six-year-old, and I am a graphic designer by profession. I was a graphic designer for many years, and then I decided to go freelance for about... in 2011, that was almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I decided to start freelancing. And at the same time, I also started realizing that there's very little information about halal restaurants in the market. And I decided to start blogging. And so Hungry for Halal just started as a blog, nothing more really. And I was doing it for fun. And it grew a following. So, yeah. So, I was balancing work and home life and working from home. Yeah, that's me.
Before Hungry for Halal, were there any other sources that provided the same information like you?
Not really. There were websites like Dining Out and Eat Out. But you actually had to go through a lot of information before you found information about a halal restaurant or even whether it was fully halal or not fully halal. That information wasn't easy to find. And Muslim people love to eat out, right? So they don't drink alcohol, so they spend all their money on food. So I just thought that you really needed to target that market. There was a gap, and I decided that I would start doing that.
I don't spend money on food. I spend my time eating food. You appeared on the TV show Miller. How was that experience for you?
Wow, it was nerve-wracking. It was fun, but I was incredibly nervous. I mean, some people are just natural in front of the camera, and I wasn't one of those people. The crew, the team was so patient, and they were so on top of their game, and they knew exactly how to make you feel comfortable, how to make you feel at home. And it was an exciting experience. I mean, being on TV is like, that's quite a biggie. It was great though. Nerve-wracking but exciting.
Where did your love for writing start?
I think my love for writing started in school, way back when I was like your age. You know, it was a long time ago. I loved writing essays, and I loved literature. I loved English. I loved, I wasn't a science geek. I was definitely, like, in school, I loved English and Afrikaans and the literary subjects. Because I loved writing and I love talking, and sometimes you just can't keep me quiet. So, I think in school already, I started writing poetry. I loved writing essays and compositions. And then after school, I just I did it as a hobby on the side. I didn't go and study writing. I didn't go and do journalism or publishing, because I also loved art, and I really wanted to explore the design side of things. Because my dad said, "Well, fine artists don't make any money, so go and do something that's commercial." So back then, graphic design was known as commercial art. So I decided to study graphic design instead of going into the writing space.
What are some of the challenges that you have faced on your journey of Hungry Adult?
I think when I launched Hungry for Halal as a business, trying to get people to buy into the idea that this is a real business, that's been challenging. And also because the business space for it is so small, because you've got thousands and thousands of restaurants, but a very, very, very small percentage of that is halal. And especially in the South African context, you've got 54 million people in South Africa, but only 2.5% of those are Muslim. So you're talking to a very, very, very small population, a very small segment of the market. So I think reaching as many people as normal websites and marketing platforms reach, I think that's been very challenging. And also, when you run your own business, initially you're going to be doing a lot of things yourself. And that's been challenging for me, is trying to stay on top of everything, trying to manage to do the content, do the operations, do the marketing, run, make sure that the finances are running like they're supposed to. I think that's been a very big challenge.
What's your favorite halal dish?
Oof. You know, halal is everything and anything. Nothing is specifically halal. Anything can actually be halal. I can eat Spanish food and it can be halal. And I can eat Indian food that's halal. I can eat any dish can actually be halal. And I think that's sometimes a misunderstanding, that people think halal is a type of food. It's not. Halal is just, it's the way that the meat is initially slaughtered, the animal is initially slaughtered, that makes it halal. And that meat can be used in any dish. And it's the idea that there's no alcohol and non-halal substances used in the food. So really, if I were to choose my favorite dish, it would probably be a good steak. A really good halal steak.
Has there ever been a non-halal dish that turned into a halal dish?
Like I said, anything that, you know, unless it's a dish that sort of, that you can only make out of pork or bacon or ham or something like that, then pretty much any dish can become halal.
Do you think there's one ingredient that makes any dish delicious?
Salt. Salt enhances every dish. And chocolate. Trust me.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
You know, when I started Hungry for Halal, it was a passion project. I started it as a hobby. And it grew its own organic following. I didn't have to pay for the following. I didn't have to work that hard because there was a gap. And I think sometimes we don't follow our passions. And this for me has turned into something real. But it's also because I had the support of my husband and my family. And I was able to push through and deliver on this passion. But I think the message I'd like to get across is to recognize your passions and follow your passions. And there's so much more gratification in working on something that you believe in and that you are passionate about. So never forget about what you're passionate about and following that.
Thanks so much for making time to visit us and sharing your story. It was lovely interviewing.